Hi there, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm your host, Rodney Mathers. So glad you could be with us this week again. Listen, we got a great show for you today right here on this podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. And on the program is Mr. Mark Lerner, who has a very special message for ex-offenders. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. And if you know anybody that's an ex-offender, you're going to want to send them this direction. Mark Lerner is my special guest on this edition of The Journey of Hope.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each.
Hey y'all, it's me again. Just wanted to let you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks on The Journey of Hope. To finish out the month of May, we have Mr. David Blender. He'll be airing next week. And then the following week, to kick off the month of June, is Mr. Rick Morgan. Both of these gentlemen have excellent messages for ex-offenders and the family and friends of ex-offenders. You'll want to be sure and stay tuned for those coming up in the next couple of weeks right here on The Journey of Hope.
24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came.
Hey everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Mark Lerner. Mark has a book called A Healthy Way to Be Sick and a radio show that goes by the same name. He's the founder of Life Skills Institute. Mark is all about helping us deal with the challenges that are out of our control. That's why he fits perfectly into our program. Mark, welcome to The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers.
It's wonderful to be here.
First of all, Mark, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to found the Life Skills Institute?
Well, about 30 years ago, almost exactly, I got multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
I'm legally blind and in a wheelchair and different things like that. And it's something I cannot control, obviously. And it forced me to tap life skills inside me that has really benefited the quality of my life. And I feel that when you're in a situation you cannot control, you have to go beyond thinking. You have to go beyond the ideas. I mean, I love the title of your show, but I almost feel like there's a step beyond hope.
Okay.
And that's like acceptance, accepting yourself.
I think it's I think that's an excellent point.
I work with people with chronic illness and disabilities. And I don't give them ideas to think about. I mean, all of us have a lot to think about, and we have loved ones, and we have this and that and this and that. But beyond our thoughts is what I call the wisdom of the body. And if we could focus and connect to that, which isn't as hard as it sounds to go beyond thinking, I mean, little kids play there. People in sports, the zone, they go there. Mm-hmm. But it's something that is probably, you know, mothers in childbirth are mm-hmm. forced there. Most, a lot of people experience this beyond thought reality in their everyday life. But we're so connected to thinking. It's almost like we're, that's the prison that we're really in, is our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And we need to be able to go, I mean, thinking and hope is a wonderful tool. I mean, let me share an experience of using thoughts.
Please do.
Basically, your body responds to the thoughts in your mind. I was on the Phil Donahue show a long time ago, and I was walking on fire. The image, the video was, I was walking over about 12 feet of 1,250-degree coals, and you can see flames jumping up and everything. But in my mind, I was walking on cool moss, and it was amazing the way I just walked right through it.
Wow. You left me speechless there. Well, you know, listen, Mark, I know and you had mentioned right before the interview that you work, one of the things you do is you work with war vets who have post-traumatic stress syndrome. One of the things I wanted to bring up with you today is that it's come to my attention that there are a lot of men and women that after they are released from incarceration, and a lot of times this will happen a year or two after their release, they too experience post-traumatic stress syndrome, especially people who have done long periods of time and were in very oppressive types of environments. And I'm just wondering if you could address that with us. I think it would be of interest to our audience. What would be the, first of all, what would be the symptoms that someone would have that was experiencing post-traumatic stress syndrome?
Panic, depression,
mm-hmm.
the inability to relate on a conscious level to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're kind of shut down inside.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm working with Vietnam vets with PTSD.
Right.
And these guys know what it's like to be beyond thought. Because when they're fighting for their life, the most important thing is their life. And they entered that silence beyond thinking, and they operated there very, very consciously.
Yeah. You know?
And I feel that what we have to do is we have to become comfortable accepting that depth inside ourselves.
Mm-hmm. If an ex-offender, Mark, was experiencing some of these symptoms, now remember we're addressing ex-offenders here. What would be your advice on how to address that kind of an issue if they were experiencing these post-traumatic stress syndrome kinds of issues after their release?
Well, I would work on developing three life skills. One is a positive self-image. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that an ex-offender really has to deal with. I mean, when they have a negative self-image, all their thoughts get negative responses. And it's hard to get yourself into the right track. And I have a real simple technique I'd love to share with you guys.
Please do.
To help you change from a negative self to a positive self-image and a way of triggering it whenever you need it.
Mm-hmm.
If I could use you, Rodney, to lead you through this technique, it would be a very good example of what I'm talking about.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, cool. All right. I want you to think of a goal you want, and everyone can do this with us, because you'll be able to come up with your own answers. It isn't our Rodney's answers that work for you. It's what comes up for you that's important. Okay, think of a goal, something you want, and something you can really put your heart into.
Okay.
All right, let that goal slip into the background. I'm first going to get you in touch with your negative self and your positive self.
Okay.
Okay. First, think of the worst experience you've ever had and capture that in a word or a phrase. You don't have to explain what it is. Just capture it in a word or a phrase and say that word or phrase.
Terrifying.
Okay, when you feel terrified, how does it affect you in two ways?
Helpless and afraid.
Okay, now think of terrified, helpless, afraid, and give a creative nickname to that character. What would you call that part of you?
Oh, how about scaredy cat?
All right. Now think of the best experience you can remember and capture that in a word or phrase.
Wonderful.
Okay, when you feel wonderful, how does that make you feel?
Loved and appreciated.
Okay, give a creative nickname to that character.
Happy man.
Okay, now when you think to scaredy cat, you get scaredy cat responses. Mm-hmm. When you think to happy man, you get happy man responses. Now most of the... These are habits that we've conditioned in our mind. We've been taught who to think to. By the way people related to us teaches us who we are. Now, if situations taught you scaredy cat, and that became a habit in your mind, you need to be able to switch to happy man to be able to deal with your life from that consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about doing that? Is it you just tell yourself that, okay, I'm switching gears here, or how does that work?
Okay, let me share a couple techniques.
Okay.
One is, I'd like Scaredy Cat to write a letter to Happy Man and express all of your fears and concerns, your doubts and everything to Happy Man. Then I want you to say, I am Happy Man, and connect to that part of you, and then respond to that letter.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're directing your thoughts to Happy Man, and Happy Man is responding. And if you do this journal writing for about a week, you're going to create a habit of connecting to Happy Man.
Now, you have some exercises like that on your website, right? Am I wrong about that? I think you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And we'll talk about your website in just a second. Let's move on to something else here real quick. One of the things that I've noticed that you do is that you deal with people who, say, have chronic illnesses and teach them how to cope with something that they can't change in their life, the chronic illness. And, you know, one of the things that happens to people in prison is that they come out with just specifically hepatitis. And my experience has been that these people are ashamed of it. They're embarrassed about it, but it's something that they have to deal with. And they, you know, it's you can get it in there from a variety of different ways. Most people get it from getting tattoos with dirty needles and so forth. But how would you approach an inmate and work with an inmate who has been about to be released or has been released that is having to deal with hepatitis? How would you help them with that?
I would help them to go beyond thinking about it, because I'll tell you, a lot of the stress and shame comes from your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
is the way you think about yourself. And the way, like, the veterans that I worked with, when they were in combat, they were forced beyond thinking. The most important thing was survival. They weren't thinking about their mom, even their girlfriend. When they were in that moment of combat, they were right in the moment. And that's the best way to deal with any trauma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't like, in the way that there's a technique that I share with people that deal with that. And if I can lead you through just that symbol of symbionics more. Just a quick way of dealing with this.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is what I do, is I teach people how to create conscious habits so that when they are in a stressful situation, when they're in a panic of a herpes or a shame of all this stuff, if they could go beyond the thoughts they have of it, they could be released from, they can be free from their situation. One of the quotes that I have in my book is, the quality of life doesn't depend on the health of your body. It depends on your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could focus like on a happy man, as you deal with, you know, if you could focus on your positive self, you'll deal with it much more consciously than if you were dealing with a scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas of that.
I think what I hear you saying, Mark, is that our thoughts, which we're in control of, point us in the direction that we're going to go, but knowing that is not enough. I mean, there's, you know, I think we mostly know that, but getting ourselves to think in the right direction, the exercises that you have on your website and in your literature and in your book will help us learn how to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back with Mark Lerner, we're going to talk just a little bit more about the interesting things that Mark is doing. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Gotta get off, gonna get, have to get off from this ride.
Days and wait the night, I have felt for you behind, for you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name?
Hey, y'all, Rodney Mathers with the Journey of Hope. I'm always talking about being productive with your downtime. You know, if you've had that addiction monkey on your back, it's very important that we do that. We want to stay away from trouble, don't we? So one of the things I've done is I've taken up playing music, and I've learned about something called the Jam Buddy chord chart. And I want to tell you about it. The Jam Buddy chord chart, if you can play a few chords, it doesn't matter what instrument it's on, whether it's a banjo, a piano, a mandolin, a guitar, a bass, whatever. The Jam Buddy chord chart helps you organize your playing in a way to where you can play a bazillion different songs in every single key. And I'm not exaggerating when I use the word bazillion. I mean, you can take any song when you learn how to use this chart and move it to another key. It really helps improve your playing. It's called the Jam Buddy chord chart. And the way you find it is you go to angiesbanjo.com. That's angiesbanjo.com, and you click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart ebook, and you're going to get a free sample of it so you can see how it works. It only costs $4. It's pretty cool, and you get the free sample. So go ahead and check it out. It's at angiesbanjo.com, and it's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart.
So lonely, prayed for you only, my love.
Calling that romance, oh. Calling that romance, rah rah ah ah, rama rama ma ga ga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
Tell us a little bit about your radio show.
Yes, actually, the radio show, I have about 20 techniques like this. And in the radio show, I go over about, the radio show lasts for 13 weeks.
Okay.
And you can go to worldtalkradio.com.
All right.
And search for a healthy way to be sick.
Okay. And we'll put a link for that up.
Okay. And you can listen to the shows. Each show is about an hour. And I have guests. Like my first guest was Bernie Siegel. And I have some very, very cool guests that have very conscious things to say about dealing with struggles. But each show, I also teach a technique like I taught about the positive self.
Right.
This next week, on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, I'll teach a technique about self-trust, which is very important for a person coming out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
They need to trust not their thoughts about themselves, but they need to trust the essence of themselves. And that's what people need to do when they're healing. When you're dealing with a herpes or any kind of illness, you need to be able to trust more than what you think about yourself. Trust more than your story. Like, if you trust your story, you can make up a story. You can remember bad stories about yourself and how you screwed up in the past or something like that. Or you can remember good times and feel bad about it, you know. But what you could do is go beyond thinking. Go beyond your stories and just trust the essence of your being. Just trust, like, the wisdom of your body,
mm-hmm.
who you are and how you respond to this comes from that depth.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I can tell you a lot of things you should do, what you should think, but nobody's going to remember that. You know,
right.
You don't remember what you learned in Sunday school when you're in the car accident necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do, but necessarily, you rely on into habits that are deeply programmed into your mind.
And through the techniques in your book, we're able to kind of reprogram ourselves, I believe. Mark, how do we get a hold of your book? How would we do that?
You can go to Amazon.com and search for A Healthy Way to Be Sick. And you could download books there. There's books coming up all the time. Like right now, my radio show is going to be on session 3, and there's books up to session 4 on there right now.
Okay.
I deal with trust on there. And if you download a book, you'll get the written copy of the ideas. But on the radio show, what we do is it's more of a live interaction type thing. I'll lead you like I led you through the technique.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is people get the understanding of what they do by actually doing the technique.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm focusing on self-trust. And I think this would be such a gift to these guys, these people.
Well, Mark, Mark, listen, I really think that you're on the right track here with the things that you're saying, and we'll certainly provide a link to the radio show and the book. I want to thank you so much for being here today. The book is called A Healthy Way to Be Sick. The author is Mark Lerner. Mark, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope.
Can I say one more thing?
You sure can.
I work with people with disease. And I'll tell you, a lot of people that come out of prison have a lot of dis-ease. Do you know what I mean? Like, not feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the things I work with the people with chronic illness and disability would be very appropriate for their dis-ease.
I totally agree. Mark, thanks a lot. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
My name is Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, that's all we have time for. Glad you could be with us today. I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.